Good morning. Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. How may I help you this morning?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Karen Canterbury, and I don't know my account number, but it's I had ordered the cream for the anti-aging. I think that's what it and so I was charged $49 for this month or for January the 21st. I was wanting to know if it has already been shipped out.
Okay, let me get an account pulled up for you, Miss Karen. What's your zip code, ma'am?
71129.
Okay, thank you. And verify your shipping address for me.
6000 West 70th Street, apartment 2301, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71129.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now this account here, Ms. Karen, it's not for any face moisturizer. It is actually for an account that was opened back in October. It was a order for a pacifier to where you paid the shipping cost. That shipping cost was $7.45. Now, when which it is canceled, but that's what that charge of the $49.90 is for. It's for a membership to an online gadget store that gives out a $125 gift card to where you can purchase items that's on the gadget store online, but it wasn't for any face moisturizer.
Oh, well, can that be removed? Because I don't want that. I didn't realize I signed up for it.
Now, on this charge, I won't be able to remove it. And the reason for that is because it has a charge back on it. It shows that that charge was disputed with the bank. And then November the 5th, they did a charge back on this account for that amount of the $49.97.
Oh. But it won't be charged any further on my account.
Right. It won't be charged any further on your account. Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
Oh, okay, but you can't take it off this time.
Correct, because it's already, yes, ma'am, that's correct, because it's already in chargeback status.
Oh, and what was it for?
It was for a pacifier that was ordered. He paid the shipping cost. That was $7.45. And then within 4 days, it gives out the charge of the $49.97, which that is to a online gadget store that provides the customers with a $125 gift card to where they can purchase items that's in that gadget store.
But I never received the card to purchase anything.
Okay, I can have them to send that $125 gift card voucher over to your email address.
Okay.
Okay, verify that email address for me.
Canterbury. Do you need me to spell it?
No, ma'am, I have it spelled.
Oh,
It's
okay.
Canterbury.
Yes, and
Okay.
Karen, Karen, 13 at gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. Hold on for just a moment. Let me put that request in for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you so much for holding for me. So I have that request in. Just give them 24 hours and you'll get an email with that $125 gift card voucher, and it'll give you the site that you can use it on as well.
Okay, now do you know what I ordered?
Yes, ma'am. It shows that it's for a pressifier, which is used to like help with the air. Let me see what it's for. It's like an air purifier that you can use in your house. It lowers your energy. It helps you breathe better.
Oh, an air purifier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got that. Okay, so, but it's, well, I just don't, did I not read the fine print or what?
It does have the terms conditions in there that does entail customers that within 4 days of ordering the product that they will get that membership charge as well if it's not canceled.
Oh. Okay. See, I can't, I'm 71 and I can't see very well. So sometimes I have diabetic retinopathy. Mm-hmm. So I can't even see sometimes with glasses, and I certainly can't read small print. So that was a mistake on my part. But as long as I won't be charged for it ever again, well, that's okay.
Okay, and yes, ma'am, it is automatically canceled out. Once that chargeback came on, it automatically canceled that account out, so you won't be charged for anything else, but you're still entitled to that $125 gift card voucher.
Oh, okay.
And if you like, I can give you the cancellation number on this account as well, ma'am.
Okay, hold on just a minute.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, what's the cancellation number?
All right, it's going to be the letter C like Charlie, and then the numbers 258-077-944.
Okay. Okay, well, I guess I just have to start getting somebody to read stuff for me because I can't, you know, I can't afford it. I just live on $1,500 a month. And
yes,
that,
ma'am.
You know, that I have to, I have a hard time even buying groceries with all this inflation.
Yes, ma'am. I understand that. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, honey. Well, thank you. And, thank you for explaining it to me, and you have a wonderful rest of the week.
All right, and you do the same as well, Miss Karen. Thank you so much for calling customer service.
Thank you.
All right, yes, ma'am. You're welcome. Bye-bye.